multicasting with our next guest. He's on a stream. I'm on a stream. We're streaming at the same time. We're going to welcome our special friend, but before we do that, let's roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. Doing pretty good. I'm going to take my camera off of mine because I've seen you all over the place. We've talked a couple times, never really locked anything down until now. I think I was on your stream once before. Yeah. Yep, how's all that going?
Yeah, man, we've had a couple times too. You're doing good stuff over there. It's always good to connect with a fellow wheelchair user and someone that's in the disabled community, someone we can I can share thoughts with, and we can, you know, collaborate and grow our channels together and spread the word about disability, benefit from a lot of things that we have to give to them and some insights that we can share with them. So this is going to be a good one. I'm glad to finally connect with you here. And so
nice.
I've got some questions for you as well. So how have you been? Where are you at?
I'm in Michigan. It's cool 71 degrees in here today, but I've been doing so much stuff. I'm like drinking coffee and my heart's going and I'm like, I'm pumped up, man. I'm ready to go. But no, I've been doing all right. Got some home mods being done. If you ever had home mods being done, you know how much of a pain in the butt that is. I'm waiting for all these things to get finished.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I got home modifications going on right now, so if you hear something in the background, that's exactly what that's it. That's what's going on. We got some ramps getting built outside, some handicap accessible ramps built, so getting that done. I'm excited about that. I'm in my own spot now, so got to get everything built for me to get this independence going, but as soon as that's done, man, I'm excited.
So the way we usually start the show is, a lot of people don't know who you are. I would like you to introduce yourself. You kind of did a little bit on the beginning of your show that we waited to go live on. But right now, why don't you just go ahead and tell people who you are, kind of your injury and how it happened.
Okay, everybody listening. I am Mark, also known as Stormy. I have a C4-5 incomplete spinal cord injury due to a football accident in 2015, September 4th of 2015. Today actually marks 9 years since I've been quadriplegic. So
happy survivorversary.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. I'm just on the road to recovery. You know how that is. Just, you know, trying to maintain and gain function and do what you can to get as much independence and, you know, navigate a new life. So it's been an interesting journey, but we're here and we're still going strong. So
absolutely. That's awesome. Right. That's awesome, man. It's good to hear that. If you see me with a random fly swatter, don't worry about it. There's lots of these North American house flies flying around and they drive you nuts. So
yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your injury?
Yeah. So I'm a T3, T4. My injury happened back in October 26th of 2019, and I'm pretty much complete, so I don't feel or move anything below the chest line. And I mean, you know, really, to be honest with you, I've not really gained any function, but like I've kind of gained like since then feeling on when I had to, like, have to pee or something, or like when something's about to happen, like I'll feel it, you know what I mean? Like my body has ways of telling me. So that's good. We're still, you know, every day to wake up and just get through the day and do your thing, man. You know what I mean? To be productive and try to get something done is a struggle in itself to most people. But once we get up and get done and get stuff going, we usually feel better about it. So that's what I'm trying to do. Keep stuff moving. Keep it going. Keep the progression strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's the most challenging part of this injury that you think that you face?
Just needing help all the time to do things that I normally could have done beforehand. Like just for instance, I looked at my Eavesstrauss and they need complete, you know what I mean? Gone up and gone through, and that's not anything a spinal cord injury patient's going to be able to do. It's climb on a roof and go through a gutter. So it's just stuff like that, man. Like you take for granted the things that you was able to do before, you know, and try to figure out new ways to do things that you can do now. I mean, it's not, you're not totally useless. You just got to figure out a different way to doing it.
Yeah. Before my injury, I was very active myself, being an athlete, you know, getting a lot of attention, getting a lot of, you know, having a lot of friends, going out, having a huge social life. And now it seems like, you know, the social life, I don't get out as much. I don't do as much, obviously, because of the chair. It has a lot of limitations to it. But you really can't do the same things that you were doing previously. So it's been a huge life change. Just trying to figure out what I am able to do now and what I find interesting. What do you think? How has your perspective changed?
I mean, you just learn to appreciate life more, man. Like, I'll come outside and just literally sit in the sun and look around and, like, watch the dogs and be content. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need a phone. I don't need music. I don't need stuff like that. And it's like, you know, once you're able to kind of stop and smell the roses, so to speak, I believe that, you know, life gets better. Ben said, my live viewers, we got live viewers watching today. Ben said, same question I always ask, would he try the Neuralink? Oh, what about that?
Yeah, Neuralink's an interesting one. A lot of people are excited about it. Me, myself, I have a lot of different views on it. I think that it could be exciting for us in the future. I just think right now it's very risque, right?
Right.
It's not giving quadriplegics or paraplegics a lot of function that we would really necessarily need to gain a lot of independence. It's more so for if you have a very high level injury, that it might be able to help you a little bit there with controlling technology and things like that. But as far as right now in the early stages, I wouldn't volunteer myself to get a whole a drill in my head.
Yeah, I'm good on that too. I'll pass for now.
Yeah, I think the first trial actually went not very well. It went okay, but there's some issues to it, and now they're working on trial number two. So, fingers crossed, you know, that
right.
We can get some going in the future for that. But
for sure. So I got a question for you now. This is a question that I ask everybody. It's number two, and the question of it is, would you walk if you could? Now, what I mean by that is, if you could go back to your old life and you know, not get injured the way that you did, would you keep living life the way that you would then, or would you stay where you're at now and, you know, keep everything you have now?
You know, that's a good question. I think before my injury, I didn't have as much of a broad perspective as I do now. I didn't know much about spinal cord injury or what someone with a disability at all faced on a daily basis. And now I have a whole new perspective for what people go through with injuries. I don't think that I would necessarily want to be in a wheelchair. I definitely would rather be walking, but this has definitely opened up a lot of opportunities for me, you know, being able to talk to different people and speak to a lot of different people and gain insight on a lot of different things that I never would have opened myself up to or researched before this injury. Who knows? You know, hindsight is 2020. I could have gotten into a car accident and died, or if I'd never gotten into a football, had a football injury. So, you know, maybe I was getting protected from something else on the grand scheme of things.
Right.
So you know, that's an interesting one right there. But I definitely would rather be walking for sure. Yeah.
Right. I feel you. It's a different perspective that many people have. Me, for example, and, you know, like if you were to ask that question to me, because we're live on your podcast simultaneously right now, I would stay where I'm at, even though, you know, I don't have the use of my legs or anything like that. I just believe that, I don't know, everybody has a purpose. Like, I feel like when I was younger, there was always something I was supposed to do, and I knew it. I just didn't know what it was. You know what I mean? And, like, when I started doing this and, you know, like the feedback that I get from people and all that, it's, I don't know, it's something where it feels like fulfilled, you know what I mean? Like I fulfilled something that I was supposed to do. So I believe that we're all where we're supposed to be for a reason. You know what I mean? One way or another.
Yeah. You found a purpose in this, and that's a good thing. A lot of people, you know, get injured and they don't find a purpose.
Right.
You know, they let it defeat them, but you found a way to, you know, overcome this and make something out of it. So I feel like that's something great that we can all like learn from. is taking our obstacles and turning them into wins, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. Now, I know the ladies are going to want to know this. Dating / married, what's that life like for you?
I am single, man. I am single. Single as a primo.
Oh, there you go, ladies.
Yeah, ladies, if you want to hit me up, you can do that.
But, hit them in his DMs.
You know, options are open. I'm definitely out in the market. You know, got some options. You know, got my own house. I'm out by myself, so I'm looking for my next wife. You know, so
there you go. Yeah. Hey, it's a two in one combo, man. You find the guy, you like him, you get the house, you move in, you're good to go, and it's wheelchair accessible. We have a question from a live viewer. Ben Insider says, what advice would you give to someone that might end up in a wheelchair in a couple of years? Problems with L2, L3, L4, L5, and S1.
Well, as far as advice goes, I would tell you to go ahead and start preparing now. If you feel like you would need to be in a wheelchair, especially long-term, I would start getting any renovations done that you would need to get done to make it accessible for you in your home. And I would just do the best I can to maintain physical health, and, you know, build a nice social network for yourself, so that you have support when that does happen, because this is not only a mentally challenging experience, but a financially challenging experience. So just go ahead and start preparing for those type of obstacles. I think it's doable for anybody if you start ahead of time. It's not an easy lifestyle. Anybody in a wheelchair can tell you that. But you can prosper in a wheelchair. You can, you know, create a great life for yourself if you're prepared. So
yep.
That's what I would say.
Nice. I like it. Also, shout out to all of our live viewers. Antronette says, love your channel. Love you for watching, Antronette. Thank you for that. I'm not sure I pronounced that correctly. I probably butchered that, but hey, tell me about it. Tell me how to pronounce it, and we'll put you on. So now,
shout out.
What's your pet peeves? Biggest pet peeve about being in the chair?
Biggest pet peeves about being in the chair? I would say just, you know, the daily monotony of it. I don't like the same routine. I'm one of those type of people. I like to, adventure. I like to mix it up every day to day. And I like, I don't really like to go with the flow. I like to just kind of do.
Keep it spicy.
Experiences every day. Yeah, exactly. I like to travel. I like to adventure. So, you know, just kind of getting into a mundane, the same routine. I'm not really into that. So, besides that, I wouldn't say I have too many pet peeves. I've kind of learned to deal with, you know, the irritations of daily living, the pressure sores, the
right
transfers, the adaptive tools. I've learned all these things that I would need to make my day a little bit easier. But I like to have fun and I like to do different things. So I like to mix it up, you know. I'm one of those type of people.
Right. Ben Tepton, what up? Good to see you, buddy. All right, so let me say this. This is not really on the cue cards, but I ask it once in a while. If you could have a chance to gain one function back of your body, what would that be?
Okay. Let's go with hand function. That's the most immediate function I could have. Just grabbing things and stuff, that would just help my life out a lot, especially quadriplegics. They struggle with, you know, grabbing and wrist control a lot of times, and picking up things and having to ask someone to grab things for you. So that's one of those things that would make my life a lot smoother and a lot faster. Besides that, I was another answer I could give you here is the bladder and bowel control. That would definitely change my whole life up, giving me independence in that aspect.
Right.
So yeah, hand function and bladder and bowel control, you know, having to worry about incontinence and, you know, getting catheterized and I don't really catheterize. I kind of void on my own and stuff like that. But you know, doing the bowel program and getting that, that took me a while to master and learn how to do properly. So
right.
But if I could get that down, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's something a lot of people, like, I mean, for me, for myself, I mean, I'm a, you know, paraplegic, but I have full use of my hands. So just that, you know what I mean? Like, to wake up and think, like, thank God that I get to do this, you know what I mean? And grab something, and because somebody else doesn't get to do that. There's people I've interviewed on here that, you know, can't even move their arms pretty much. So they have to have, like, full-time stuff. So it, as somebody always said, it could always be worse. You know, be thankful for what you can do and try to, you know what I mean? That's how I look at it anyway.
Yeah,
a lot of people, and it's a lot of things that a lot of people, like, without spinal cord injuries take for granted. They don't think about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's a great thing to have is hand function. And then, you know, at first I was catheterizing, doing the in and out caths and stuff like that, getting a lot of UTIs. Then I started
those are the worst.
Yeah, focusing on nutrition and exercise has helped out that a lot. So I no longer have to do that. So I'm healthy in that aspect. Thank God. I kind of just figured out a routine to kind of like change
right.
every so often when I do that part of my life. And then, as far as the bowel stuff, I was on an everyday type routine. Now I do it like every other day or every third day, and that seems to work pretty good for me.
Yep.
So
that's what I'm on every other day. Yep.
Yeah. It's a learning experience, you know, you gotta learn your body and learn how everything works. But once you do that, it becomes a lot easier to live with the situation than with being in a wheelchair. So
right now,
for anybody, yeah.
No, I was just gonna say real quick before we lose this, because we got more people commenting on here than I've ever seen on a Wheelchair Wednesday. You must be a popular guy. Justin Count says, "Yeah, he says I have a veteran who recently became paralyzed from the chest down. How can I?" As a case manager, best support them during the transition and rehab. What do you think about that?
So he's a case manager. Let me.
Yeah. So he's how can him as a case manager best support him during their transition and rehab? So what do you think the best thing being a case manager he can start doing to get him kind of transitioning? You know what I mean? From.
Okay. Okay, well, if you're starting to rehab out, especially if you have a spinal cord injury, the first things you want to do is get into a high-intensity therapy rehab that's going to go ahead and push you, and you want to maximize all the function that you currently have. So there are rehab out there, rehab facilities like Shepherd Center in Atlanta. That's a very good physical therapy that is covered by insurance. So I would go ahead and try to get into something like that or anything similar to that. And then there are out-of-pocket like gyms that you can start try to get into. But yeah, go ahead and find yourself a great facility that is specializes especially in spinal cord injuries. That's going to get you up and walking and as independent as possible. A lot of times they're not going to give you as much time as you want. Especially with a new spinal cord injury, you're going to be very weak at first. So you just want to get somewhere that's going to push you. And if you have to come out of pocket, it may be worth it for you, especially depending on the amount of function that you see yourself and how focused and dedicated you are to your therapy. And go ahead and just start taking care of your body, you know, as much as you can, get yourself as strong and as healthy as possible before you get into therapy, so that it goes a lot smoother.
Right.
So that you can maximize your gains.
Well, that's one thing I was going to say too, is, you know, when I went to, Mary Freebed in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the first day when I woke up there, after getting in and, you know, I'm falling asleep. And then I woke up the very next day, there was a nurse named Amy, and she was kneeled over me over my bed, and she's shaking my arm to wake me up. And she said to me, I'll never forget it. She said, good morning, welcome to boot camp. And boom, from that point on, they get you up, they put you in the chair, they start like showing what your strengths are, getting everything down, and then they just work you. Like literally every day, you got to get up and do something, because if you don't, You're going to be in more pain. Your body's going to get used to just laying down. So you can't, you always got to keep doing something. Even though, you know, you're newly paralyzed, you still have to now train your muscles that you can. And like you said, you are going to be weak at first. You're not even going to be able to, like, do one of these. You know what I mean? Because you just, you got to work it out. You got to work your muscles and your shoulders out. Use what you can. And then as a case manager, what I would say is look into every single available opportunity for that person, depending on their insurance, depending on their, you know, monetary situation. Think about accessibility for the home, if their insurance will cover anything, if they need ramps, if they need stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff to go in, man. I mean, it just depends on what the options are for the patient. You know what I mean? Obviously, if you have more insurance, you're going to get more stuff. But if you don't have insurance, then you got to kind of go with what you got. So there's a lot of different things to look at. Another question for you. What is something that you wish you could do now that you are not able to do that you did before?
Before, I was driving a lot. I was traveling a lot. That was one of my favorite activities. Just going out late nights and meeting up with the boys, whether it be a party or a friend's house, you know. So I do miss driving. I was a great driver, best in the family, I would say. So I would love to be driving again. I can get to the point where I am driving, and I'm working on that. Because I do have enough function to use hand controls and whatnot. So I'm going to get to that point again, and, you know, I'm working on it. So that's one of those things, you know, besides the generic answer of just, like, walking again.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's usually what I say. Like, not the obvious, but, like, you know what I mean? Something that you'd want to do just to kind of, like, you know, get back in. But driving is a big thing, and you know, it took me a minute to kind of learn how to drive again, because right after you get in an auto accident, your first thing you want to do is not get behind the wheel of a car, even if you weren't driving. I wasn't even driving. I was just like, nah, I'm cool. I'll wait for a minute. But once I learned it and got back into it and, you know, got my van and am able to get in and drive now, it's a whole different feeling. Like, it's a whole nother feeling of independence. So, I mean, if you can, yeah, by all means, definitely try to check that out. You know, one of our viewers, Intranet, says, personal question, are you guys religious that you find strength from God? Now that's a personal question to some people. I mean, I'll answer it and just say, yeah, I mean, definitely 100%. I prayed to God to change my life. 4 days later, I got in this accident and here I am. So, I mean, there you go.
Yeah. As far as religion and faith, I consider myself to be a Christian, to be a follower of God. Maybe not the strongest practicing. I'm not super religious, but, I do find faith and comfort in praying and having God, and, I feel like it gives me power and it gives me strength to, you know, have that spiritual connection to him. So I've been working on that. I've been trying to become a better person in that aspect, strengthening my faith and my beliefs. And I feel like it definitely guides me in a way that I can't quite explain. But just having that backbone of, you know, that I have someone watching and believing in me and giving me protection and guidance in a positive direction in my life, and knowing that I can never fail with him on my side, I feel like that's a great thing to have in your life. So yeah, I definitely have faith in God and find that comfort in my life. Yes.
Right. I about that also, like, I thought too big and hard when I was in the hospital, and this is another thing that kind of kept me at peace with my injury, is that I believe that, you know, I was told that I was, like, you know, in my stupor of almost dying twice, and I told people that I seen my dead relatives, like, I didn't remember anything. I didn't remember that. I just told them that. But, like, I believe that that this body is temporary. You know what I mean? Like, we're not, this is not the end. Once you die, there's other stuff to it. That's what I believe. So to be in this body that is broken, quote unquote, I believe that I can do as much good as I possibly can. And then, you know what I mean? Like, just try to help other people that's in this situation. Hence the Wheelchair Wednesday.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. You know, having that in your life is great, because it keeps you positive and it, keeps you a good mindset, and you know, it just gives you like a guide for life, you know. So
yep. Let me ask you this. Do you deal with any pain at all?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of, I would say like back, lower back pain, just from sitting in the wheelchair. So I try to stay active, every day. I try to work out that, but that's about it. Whenever I'm just laying down too long or sitting in the same position too long, I start to ache a little bit, and I can feel myself building up inflammation leading to spasms. So I think just staying active and everything has helped me a lot with pain in that aspect.
Right. Oh, for sure. No, I mean, staying active is a big thing. Drinking water is a big thing. I don't think any of us drink near enough water as we're supposed to. But who does? Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, no.
Something that's helped me a lot has been this YouTube channel. You know, sounds cliche, but having that support system there, and having people to be able to talk to about this and connect with. I have a Patreon account as well, and we have a community in there, and we share our daily life and how we're feeling every day, and we just connect on that level, and we video chat and we talk, and it's so just having a community has helped me get through this a lot. And I would say just, you know, staying disciplined and continuing to stay strong as far as working out and you know going out and being active in the community.
Right.
That's helped a lot for sure. Yeah.
For sure. Hold on 1 second. Oh, it's here. Nice.
I'm gonna take it inside.
Okay, thank you. That's one of my contractors here doing some housework. My lights have arrived for my bathroom, which are old industrial, like, factory-looking lights. They're pretty sweet. Now we only got to... What's that? Like, say that again.
You ever feel yourself in this situation? Like, do you feel yourself ever getting frustrated or down? And how do you overcome stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, all the time, bro. Like, who don't? I mean, this life is full of, like, ups and downs, and a lot of downs if you don't have a strong system around you. But, like, normally I try to just, like, if I'm feeling real down for that day, I'll try to just not get in my head about it and think, like, you know, think of what you've done so far. Think of what you can do. If you don't feel good about something, give it time. You know what I mean? Like, do something about it. I don't just sit and wallow in my bad feelings. Like, I try to make sure, like, get up and, like, make it work for me. Like, if I'm feeling down, if I'm feeling bad enough, I'm laying in my bed, I have to get up. I have to get up and move around. You know what I mean? I can't play video games. I can't do anything, really. You know what I mean? You have to move around and change your environment, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things that a lot of people misunderstand about people with disabilities. They probably think we're, you know, just down or sad all the time. But we can actually live very meaningful, very active lives after injury. So
yep.
What do you think something that people misunderstand about us having a disability?
You know, a big thing about it, you know, it's, I get this all the time. Well, I hear it all the time is people always ask you, can you still have sex? Or like, do you sleep in that thing? Like, no, dude, you don't sleep in the wheelchair. You know what I mean? The sex question is always the number one. Everybody always wants to know that. But I think they misunderstand that we're not, you know, we're not some kind of, you know, quiet, mute people that don't know how to talk anymore. We're still people. We're just people who no longer have the use of our legs. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think they just misunderstand. Yeah, they just misunderstand. Like, I don't know, I've heard it called survivor's guilt. Like, a lot of people won't even look your way because they're like, ooh, dang. You know what I mean? Or somebody that you was with. Like, I got a friend that I was with during the accident. I haven't really talked to you since. Well, one, because I was mad at him at the time, said a bunch of stuff. But also, I've apologized since then. But I don't think that he's, like, came to grips with everything. So he just kind of stays away, which is fine. But everybody handles it different. And I think that, you know, one of the misconstruents of people in wheelchairs is just talk to them, man. Go up and say hi, have a conversation. You might have something in common and like the person, you know what I mean?
All right.
Bennett Sider said, what's your YouTube channel? He wants to check you out.
Okay. You can go ahead and check me out on YouTube at Stormy and Friends. I do a lot of vlog, a lot of podcasts, a lot of streams, a lot of day in the life type videos, a lot of routine type videos, a lot of random videos as well. You can go check me out on there. I try to post pretty often, so yeah, shout out to my YouTube channel there. And I'm also pretty active on Twitter and YouTube. I mean, not YouTube, Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. So
do you use like a link tree or whatever?
Something like that. You can follow me on Instagram at icmick. I should have all my.
We're gonna have all that stuff in the description. After we're done with this, we're gonna put all that at the bottom of this video, so you'll be good. They'll be able to click on it. Come back in like, you know, a few minutes or whatever after we're done, and I'll have that all put up there for you.
All right.
I know, it's just, yeah, this is different the way we got everything set up today, because we had to get you going and me going, and like, I don't know, this is weird. It's the first time we've ever done it like this. It works, though. I mean, it's working, I guess.
We're both live. We're both making our own content, so it works out, you know what I mean?
That's dope. Now, one of these last questions I'm going to ask you is going to be, what about traveling? You said you used to like to travel. Do you still travel?
Yeah, I love traveling. I love to go to different countries. Last time I traveled was kind of a long time ago, though. It was about 2015. I took a cruise, went to a couple different countries. But I have gone inside the United States. I took a flight to Texas not too long ago. Went and talked to my brother. He's a fighter, and so I've been back and forth from Texas, Florida, for some therapy, Baltimore recently, for some more therapy, and it's definitely different from before the injury. Obviously, you gotta prepare a lot, and that's one of those things that you learn once you do have an injury, is that traveling is gonna be a lot different. You know, being in a chair, it's not gonna be as comfortable. You're gonna have to plan way ahead and make sure everything's accessible where you're going. So that's just one of those other challenges that pop up in this situation, but it's very doable. And then a lot of places are becoming more accessible nowadays, I feel like. So you just gotta put yourself out there and don't be afraid to try, you know. A lot of people are accommodating. You call ahead and you ask, hey, can I get a handicap accessible shower? Hey, do you guys have any higher beds? And they'll do their best a lot of times to accommodate for you, you know, so.
For sure. That's good advice. Call ahead. That's good on the hotels too, because we've used that. Called ahead, made sure they had some rooms. You're rarely ever going to get like a hotel where it's like completely accessible and it's got a shower and all that. But as long as you can get in and get in the bed, that's usually what we look at. All right, man, I got one last question for you, and I think it's one of the most important ones. What would be the best piece of advice that you could give to somebody who is newly injured?
As far as being newly injured, I would say don't think that it's all going to come overnight, right? Don't get down on yourself because you see yourself making a little bit of progress or you're not making enough progress, I should say. Just know that it's going to come and that it's going to take time, and that healing is not a one-stop journey. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's one day at a time. I always say, you know, 1% better every day, right? So just do what you can for that day, and do something that's going to make you proud, something that you can look back on at the end of the day and be like, I did that. I'm proud of that, you know, and just build those wins day by day. And over time, you'll start to feel good about yourself, and you'll start to feel more confident in your situation. And you'll learn a lot. And just continue to talk to people, continue to reach out, continue to learn from others, continue to do research and educate yourself. Education is power, and you want to continue to learn. You want to continue to do what you can to become the best version of yourself despite the injury. So it's just another one of those things. It's life. And so you just keep fighting. You just keep going, and you'll continue to learn and get better. And so
I like it.
That's one thing I can say.
Heck yeah.
Success will come. Absolutely.
Now, I like what you said too, because it's kind of like you can look back and it'll happen quicker than you think, but like, you know, one of these days you'll look back and you'll be like, wow, look how far I've came already. You know what I mean? Like, and that'll give you confidence to move ahead. We all got a road to choose, obviously. It's, you know, high road, low road. It's on you to really make the best of it or not. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. It's a lifestyle that we don't choose, but it's a lifestyle that you learn to love, you know? So.
Right. Now, before we get out of here, is there any other questions that you have for me, sir?
What advice would you give to someone facing a new injury?
My biggest piece of advice I can give you is patience. You're going to need it. Have patience. Learn to live with your injury. By that, what I mean is learn what you can do and what you can't do, and obviously adapt. You know what I mean? Adapt and overcome. And you'll find new ways to do things. Like you said, man, 1% every day. I like that philosophy. Just try to make sure you can accomplish at least one thing every day, even if that's getting up and getting out of bed. You know what I mean? Like, that's something you did. I've had those days. I've had those days where I literally get up, get in my wheelchair, and I sit right next to my bed. And then a few hours later, I'll get right back in my bed. I won't even move. But I did that at least. You know what I mean? It's just some days are better than others. But always have patience. Always think about those people who are helping you and give them, you know what I mean, like some praise and let them know how much you appreciate their help, because they don't have to be there. You know, most of them that come and work, they could do other things, but they choose to help. I mean, granted, most of them get paid for it, but, you know, it's a lifestyle, like you said, that we don't choose, but you have to learn to live with and then love it. You can't love it until you learn to live with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. What's your take on alternative therapies like stem cells or electrical stimulation?
You know, I've heard a lot about stem cells. I've actually talked to a couple of people that went and did that for spinal cord injuries, and they've said that they have not experienced any difference or felt any difference. The way I look at it is, like, I don't think that that's wrong if somebody wants to go ahead and do that, you know, whatever, or try that out. I just personally would, I don't know, I'll just, you know, take it as it comes. I'm not going to, like, you know, with the whole Neuralink thing, like, I'm good on that. You know, if there was some magic shot that you could inject in your back and then it would, you know, correct all your spinal cords to go back together, that'd be great. But, you know, it's like they said, when they tore me open, they looked and they said, dude, it's not like a speaker. We can, imagine a banana, you put your hand on it, the banana doesn't break, but the inside of the banana gets smushed, right? That's what happened to my spinal cord. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I would trust any kind of medical miracles to help me. I think I'd rather just live it out.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't really feel confidence. I recently got stem cells. I'm pretty confident in stem cells. I feel like they make a huge difference as far as inflammation goes and healing within your body. But you're all, you know, it's one of those things you're always gonna have to put in the work. It's not a one-stop shop. It's not a fountain of youth. It's not, you know, a miracle drug or anything like that. You're gonna have to continue to work with it just like anything else.
Right.
So you're gonna have to, you know, continuously push yourself no matter what. So do you feel like community is important in building a connection with people with disabilities? You find,
oh yeah, bro, like, man, I mean, you know, like SCI Life, shout out Ricky. You know, Maldito, all y'all over there. That when I
in the chat.
Yep. I seen his video today too, and that's another thing. I started watching YouTube to learn about my injury, right? To learn about how people are living with these injuries, and to have some place to go, like Facebook, to hit up a club like Spinal Cord Injury USA or SCI Life or whatever it is. I think is super to realize that you're not alone. You know what I mean? That there are other people out there doing it. I mean, I run pretty much all the comments and stuff that come through SEI Life. And, dude, and, like, some of the questions, bro, like, are so, like, I mean, some of them are funny. Some of them are kind of like, haha, but other ones are, like, super serious. Like, oh, my gosh, like, I don't even know anything about that. I'll put it in the chat and somebody will have an answer. You know what I mean? So it's a good place to come to get answers to questions that you might not know, or to just say hi. You know, leave a funny video, make some friends. in wheelchairs and, you know, open up. So yeah, definitely, most definitely, I think it's very important.
Yeah, interesting you say that. I feel like social media also plays a huge role in raising awareness and changing our perceptions about people with disabilities. So if you can, go ahead and reach out to, you know, someone, a group on Facebook or something like that, and you can learn a lot. You can talk to people on there and, you know, grow your, you know, knowledge about your own disability. So I think that's important for sure as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah, man, it's been a good time, man. I'm gonna make sure that you send me all that stuff, all your Patreons, everything you want to put on there, and then what I'll do is we'll just go ahead and slap that on the description. That way people can come back, they can check you out, follow your YouTube, make sure you check them out on Facebook, Instagram, all that fun stuff. And then now you're part of the wheel, man. You're in the wheel, you're in the wheelhouse. So we might come back and check and see how you're doing 6 months to a year or something from now. Do a throwback episode with you, or maybe just ask you to join a panel. Yeah,
absolutely. We got to collab. I definitely look forward to reaching back out and talking to you and continuously building our relationship together, man, and doing some more content together. And, you know, maybe even one day, you know, meeting up for a community event or something like that. That'd be cool. Have you out here in South Carolina? You can come.
Oh, for sure. Nice. Yeah, I've heard good things about that. I heard good things. We'll check it out. We're not that far away from you. But everybody else, thank you for watching. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for commenting, all our live viewers. If you got any questions, leave them down below. Hit me up on Facebook, Wheelchair Rick. Stormy's going to have all his stuff in the comments here as soon as we get off the live. I'll put that in there for you. With that being said, what else you got for him, Stormy? Say goodbye.
Nah, man. Thanks, everyone, on the Wheelchair Rick YouTube channel and all his pages. I hope that you guys have learned a lot from this. It's been a great conversation. Rick, I thank you for having me on your platform and coming on my platform today. And yeah, man, I'll talk to you here in the future.
For sure. Stick with me, Stormy. I'll get with you right after we end this. And then, yeah, man, first multi-stream simultaneous stream we've ever did, and it was a great success. Maldito Arnito, good to see you. All right, folks, tune in next time here on Wheelchair Wednesday. Peace. All right,
man, shout out everyone in the chat today. That's a wrap for today's episode.